Blog Talk Radio.
Records Radio. Of course, I am your host, Don Fleming, and
It's another week. It's another great Thursday. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. And that was music from Billy Ocean from 1981. Of course, that is one of them nights. You feel like getting down. I love that video. I was a Billy Ocean fan growing up. And the video, just a weird video, very up-tempo, grooving, jamming song. Video, he's dancing around. It's a whole tiger in the music video. The tiger looks unbothered. Billy Ocean's doing his Billy Ocean dance around the tiger. The tiger's like, you know what? I don't even feel like eating you right now. Do your little video, and maybe afterwards I might get hungry. But it's a great video. It's a weird video, but it's a great video nonetheless. Again, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. I mentioned that before. I want to mention it again. And I want to welcome my partner, my brother from another mother, of course, the legendary Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., hanging out, of course, Solar legend, Solar Records legend, drummer, writer, producer extraordinaire. And all that other stuff, man. You know, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening? How's everything going, my brother?
Man, I started off the show with some Billy Ocean. You can't go wrong with Billy.
Billy, the good thing about Billy, he was able to continue that pop R&B. He crossed over so well. He made it seem effortlessly. The way that he did it. So I was just very, into him as an artist, because from a business point of view, that's the way you want to do it. You want to get the best of both worlds. And he was able to capitalize on both. So hats off to Billy Ocean.
Oh, man. You know, again, I'm a big fan, and you know, Caribbean Queen is going to be like forever favorite. One of them nights, Suddenly, There'll Be Sad Songs, Love Zone. I mean, you know, I was so into Billy Ocean and a big fan of Billy Ocean. My mother bought me a shirt that was similar to his little Hawaiian shirt in the Love Zone video. So if you guys check out the Love Zone video, check out the shirt. I had a shirt dang near identical to Billy Ocean's shirt in the Love Zone video, just to let you know how big a fan I was of Billy Ocean. I'm just saying. You know what? If I had a Wardell Potts shirt, I'd probably wear that too. Back then you didn't wear a shirt. You had like the little tight shorts and a vest.
Oh,
and all your on
go.
The dress. I'm just saying. You hardly wore clothes. Guys, again, check out the Dynasty videos. Matter of fact, I want to play a Dynasty song. First of all, we got music on the way. We got some John A. on the way. We got some Yarbrough and Peoples on the way. And we got some classic Lisa Fisher on the way. And, of course, I might have to hook up some Dynasty because we had talked about, your catalog of songs. And the dog got something to say, too. I'm just saying, you hear the dog in the background.
She just got the boot. She got too much to say. She don't even have a mic. She just running her mouth. Jeez. So she just
man,
got the boot.
I wish dogs could speak English. Tell them what you want to hear. You know, if dogs could talk, I'm telling you, I'm having one of those moments where you just really think outside the box, and you're just like, you know what? What if dogs and cats talk to us? You know? Think about that. I know it's random, but just think about it. That dog's back there barking. What if that dog says something like, "Well, Dale, I'm hungry."
That's what she said.
And you'd be like, "Oh, I got to give him something to eat."
Yeah, she wants a treat. That's what she wants. I just said it. She's ready for her treat. So I gave her a treat already. And I gave her her dog bones to clean her teeth. She's like, "That's not really a treat, Dad."
What? Oh, man. Just imagine if she actually just said that. First of all, I'd, hire and get an exorcist, be like, hey. The power of
That's what her eyes look like. That's what her eyes look like when she looked at me.
Possessed.
Yeah, I know. I look at her. She's basically saying, that's not a treat, Dad. I mean, I can see what she's saying. I mean, she's 15 years old, so she knows how to communicate the best she can. Lord.
Oh, this is the one that had the recent surgery, right?
So yeah, Bethany
had
surgery.
To take
she
one.
Just had. Yeah, I had to take the hospital.
Go ahead.
Because she had, I didn't know dogs get diabetes, and so she's a diabetic. So now I have to give her insulin. I had no idea.
Lord have mercy.
All these years, I never had a dog that was a diabetic. You know, but you know what's happening is I think that you know everything's living longer because of you know. The medication and stuff, and so there we go now. Because the doctor keeps saying, "Y'all need to get ready. Y'all need to get ready." I'm like, "Get ready for what?" She's got to go. She's going to be going. I'm like, "No, she seems fine to me. I just don't want to get my dog gone, man." So I'm a wimp.
Wow, that's
I'm a wimp.
That's touching. It's touching, man. You have a compassion, you know. Dogs are, you know, hey, man's best friend, man.
Part
you
of
know,
the family. Dogs are part of the family.
They're part of the family. You can't just be like, oh, that's a dog. Forget it. You know, we want to know this dog's got heart troubles, if the dog's anemic, you know, if the dog's going through a depression, you know, dogs can go see a shrink. Now, there's a thing on, I read somewhere that dogs can go to a shrink. You know,
now that's
I don't know
wild
what
because
that is. It is.
Are they communicating? Are they talking?
I don't, man. I wish I knew. You know,
I can see it. They like, well, Doc. You know, the reason why I'm here is because Don, my owner Don, every time he cooks dinner, he never makes me anything, and it's starting to really. You know, I've been protecting him for a long time, and he's still not giving me anything, so it's kind of making me feel. Not worthy, you know.
Oh,
Don, give the dog some pizza, Don. Stop holding out.
Give the dog a pizza. Give the dog a steak and some
pizza.
Spaghetti. I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel you. We spoiled our dog growing up, though. We spoiled our dog, man. You know, we spoiled. I mean, we had barbecues and you know those hamburger patties. And we dropped that hamburger patty down on that in that doggy bowl.
Oh yeah.
And we had a pit bull, and you know he ate. We called him Jack, cause it was one eyed Jack, cause I think he couldn't see out. They say he couldn't see real well out of one of his eyes, so we called him Jack. But you know, but anyway, Jack would eat that every time we barbecued. He just his tail be wagging because he knew he would get him a beef patty. So I mean, you know, just imagine if there was. Dog therapy sessions back in the 80s growing up, you know. But anyway, that's not too far-fetched considering, you know, the times we live in now. But no, man. But let's move on because I'm going to talk your head off about dog therapy.
Yes, you are. don't forget, John is doing a show tomorrow, guys. He is doing a show tomorrow. He's hosting Solar.
Yes, of course. Friday.
Celebration of Solar Records.
Yes,
yeah, every time he
weekend,
does that,
celebrating.
It's just amazing.
Solar. Yes, I love it, man. I love to play all things Solar every Friday.
You got some
from 3 to 5 p.m.
You got some new Solar stuff you're gonna play us?
I got some. I might have some new ones, just depending on what you send me.
Yeah. You know the B side was really good back then, but you know, but we usually play the A side. So maybe you could play some B cuts. You know, the singles were great, but the other side was good too. So
there's a suggestion.
And and the guys that used to write the song on the B side got just as much money as the guys on the A side because the record was connected. So when it sold, you know, it was like, okay, sold a million copies. Well, we're on the B-side, gets this same amount of money. That's amazing.
Ah.
And I didn't know that for a while. And then once I found that out, I was like, if I can't have the single, can I have the B-side, please? Now, the difference is,
man,
with the single, you also get another royalty, and that's airplay. So you also get money for your stuff played on the radio, whereas the B-side didn't get played on the radio as much as the stuff, nowhere near as much as the stuff on the A-side. So that was the difference. But in terms of mechanical royalties, the sales of the record as it goes out the store, it was the same. Crazy. So, and
you got to think about this. Think about this also. B-side, so, you know, songs on the A-side, those are the songs that were supposed to be majorly pubbed on the radio. Those are the singles, you know, and sometimes DJs just actually flip the record over on the B-side, you know, and some of those B-side songs can be just as popular. You think about, we had talked about this a little while back. We talked about Bill Withers, you know, Bill Withers' first single was Harlem, which one of my favorite songs by Bill Withers. If it wasn't for a regular DJ out of, I think, Chicago or Buffalo, New York, somewhere, he just happened to turn over the B-side, and the B-side was Ain't No Sunshine. So the rest is history. When you hear about who Bill Withers was, and you know, I always go back to one of my, you know, one of the greatest albums of all time, you know, is still Bill. But, of course, before that, you know, Grandma's Hands, but Ain't No Sunshine, that's what Bill Withers is known for, of course, and who is he and what is he to you, and Lovely Day and all of that. Of course, we can think of all of the great Bill Withers songs, but the fact that if that one DJ didn't turn over on that B-side, now, maybe I'm embellishing, I don't feel like I'm making this hyperbolic or anything, but, I mean, sometimes it is that. It's that simple. If they don't turn those records over just to play the B-side because the DJ just happens to love the album or love the song, he just plays it out on a whim and everything just follows. You know, it just happens that simple. And thank God for B-sides. Now, speaking of B-sides, you know, we want to go ahead and get into some music because I want to play something from Dynasty and something from your group. The group that, you know, you were a part of, you played drums on, you did a lot of pin work on it, you know, as far as writing stuff, writing music and things like that. And we talked about Adventures in the Land of Music. And now, was that, now, correct me if I'm wrong, was that a B-side song?
Yeah, that was in the single.
It became, you know... Yeah, it wasn't a single, but we'll talk a little bit about that, man, before I play it.
It became a hip-hop anthem.
Yeah. The horns on that song, the powerful horns, I mean, this is a dumb question. I know the answer to it, but I want to ask, you know, for all the listeners out there, just the power of those trumpets and just the musicianship. Whose idea was all of that? Whose idea was that?
Well, so we were playing, Ricky was playing hits and stuff like that, all kind of different hits with the with the keyboard. But when it was time to do the arrangement on it, you know, when we had an orchestral arrangement on there, put all those horns and strings and hits and all that kind of stuff on it. And I'm slipping his name. I'm looking for his name right now because we just had him on the show not too long ago. And then I was I had him on again, but he got sick. But he's a bad boy. He's a brother. And I'm going to get his name for you in a minute, as soon as I can find it. But man, oh man, we love him. And so, but anyway, so he's the reason that the song had all that extra stuff like that, and just kind of blew us all away. We were all blown away.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful, man. Yeah. Think about that for a second. I'm going to put you on the spot. I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that, but let's go ahead and take you back.
That's okay.
If I'm not mistaken, 1980. What was the name of that album?
Of what album?
The album that the Dynasty
second,
album.
The Second Adventure?
See, I was hoping you'd kind of explain it, man. You know, that's what you're here for, to help me out. You're there. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and play it. This is Adventures in the Land of Music. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio, of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. Make sure you tune in. Keep it locked right here.
Thank you.
I actually love this song, Wardell. I love this song. That was music from Yarbrough and Peoples from 1984. The name of the song is called Wrapped Around Your Finger. Before that, Little Loose Ends from the Zagora album from 1986. Of course, that is Nights of Pleasure. It started off the block, of course, with my partner, my partner's group, the brother that played drums for that group and did many other things, Adventures in the Land of Music. From 1980 from the group Dynasty. Wardell, man, the brother's name that you missed, you posted it in the comments. If you're on Facebook, check it out on Solar Records Radio. Make sure you like the page. Tell a friend to like the page and just go to the comments. You know, say what you feel, people. Don't get too graphic. You know, if you like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Benjamin Wright, that is his name. When you talk about
the horn, right.
You talk about the power of just those horns in that song, and you said it was a hip-hop anthem. For all the hip-hop heads out there, you guys know that that sample is from Camp Lo Lucini, and that was one of the songs that I loved. I bought that album, Uptown Saturday Night, and what an amazing album, hip-hop, and of course, you always go back to the original. You always go back to the original when it's a sample, and you go down this rabbit hole. And to me that invokes or that keeps that fire going for your love of music, because you go down that rabbit hole of all of this music that was sampled in hip hop. You go back to the original. You just listen to just original music all day. And I'm that type of person, you know. But, yeah, man, he's still out there kicking it, too. What's almost 80 years old and still a firecracker.
Oh, yeah, he's still doing his thing. He's still working. He's doing a lot of interviews and, you know, a lot of TV shows just talking about his legacy and stuff. And, you know, and all the things that this brother has done, it's just absolutely amazing. Just to give you a few people, artists that he worked with, you got Justin Timberlake, Outkast, Destiny's Child, Drew Hill, Aretha Franklin, Quincy Jones, James Ingram, Janet Jackson, and Michael Jackson. That's just a few. But Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, he was, when he worked with Earth, Wind & Fire, he was doing all those things and horns going everywhere. That is, I hear that song,
You're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up on your audio a little bit, Wardell. You're breaking up on your audio just a little bit.
I apologize. Sorry. Can you hear me better now? I'm trying to get it. Okay, cool. So I apologize. That's it. That, you know, pretty much, I mean, he just had that thing, and he still has it, as a matter of fact. So he's still working. You know, people still, hey, we need you, man. So, you know, if you have the blessing to be able to afford him and put him on your records, y'all call him. He's still doing his thing. The bad boy.
Man. And we got to get, hopefully we can get Yarbrough and Peoples on the show. On my radio station, my old radio station here in Little Rock, I had them. Matter of fact, I got a chance to interview them. It was about a week after Prince had passed away. And, you know, I was kind of on that thing like, oh, do you have a Prince story that you can share? And, I mean, they actually shared a very good, lengthy Prince story that, you know, they, all the contemporaries, you would think, you know, hey, they're doing the same genre of music, but they don't really see each other. They don't really watch each other. They might listen to them from a distance and things like that. No, they had a great personal story of Prince and just, Alisa Peoples and Kevin Yarbrough, they're still out there doing it, still out there making good music. If I'm not mistaken, they still have a production studio out in Dallas, last I heard. And I think they're doing more on the gospel side as far as producing and writing and arranging music and whatnot. But shout out to them. We got to get them on the show on Solar Records Radio, man. I'm going to try to make that happen.
Hey, man. That's awesome. Make it happen. We believe in you. And I want to give a shout out to Joe.
The new season. Got to do something.
Yeah, give a shout out to JoJo. What's up, JoJo? And, you know, it's just so sweet. I can't wait to get JoJo on. She's just a sweetheart, man. And I really look forward to chopping it up with her for the Mary Jane girls. Don, you had a last
man.
Season. It's my turn this season.
She's a sweetheart in the house, man. As a matter of fact, Candy Staten, of course, was my very first radio interview. If I'm not mistaken, JoJo was my second. And, I mean, she was just amazing. And, of course, we exchanged numbers, and we've been, you know, calling, checking on each other ever since. I'm like, man, I got JoJo's phone number on speed dial, you know, from the Mary Jane girls. And I'm in fanboy mode, as all the listeners can tell. But she's just an amazing, just an amazing person and whatnot. And we got to get her back on and talk about the music, talk about her, talk about that whole Rick James universe, you know, that she was a part of. And I mean, she has a wonderful story to tell, a wonderful story to tell. And, you know, and that's the beauty of, you know, of just having these interviews, to where you're hearing things on the inside that, you know, well, you're on the outside as a fan, but being inside and knowing and hearing all those details and things like that, it's just amazing. Just to me, it just captured, you know, it captures that love and sustains that love that you have for music and you have for the people that you grew up listening to and just cherish, you know, at a time in your life when you're just on the outside looking in. Now you're calling, you know, you're calling the people up and saying, hey, how's your day going? And just having like these regular conversations, to be in that type of circle, I mean, man, it's a great feeling. But yeah, we got to get her back on. I'm a fan. I'm gonna be giddy. I'm giddy all the time, as you can tell.
Absolutely. And I'm giddy. I want to play this song so bad. Can I play a song?
Just make sure the audio is on low so you just don't hit us with the loud audio when you're talking. But keep it on low. This block is yours. This is your block.
That's right. Teach me, Don. Teach me how to do it, brother. Thank you guys for tuning in.
You grown man.
Teach me how to do it, brother. All right, guys, here we go. Soul Art Records Radio, Don Fleming. It is Throwback Thursday here with Don Fleming tonight. So let's move on.
And I cried my last cry. I'm out the door, babe. This other fish in the sea.
beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Locked down, things be all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited about my block here.
That was
one of my
favorite songs. A great block. That was a great block. I mean,
that's one of
my favorite. You had me hyped. You had me hyped. I'm just saying.
That's
I love
good.
That, man.
That's
can,
good. Go, SOS band, baby. SOS band, take your time. I think it was one of the best times in my life, and when that record came out, so it makes me so happy when I hear it, because it takes me right back to that time. And then before that, we had our brother Prince, the Revolution, and that was Let's Go Crazy, Let's Go Crazy. That was, oh man, so much energy in that song. And then I started to block off with our girl Pebbles' girlfriend.
Man, I love that block. I love that block. And you know, here's a cool thing. You know, when you played Prince and then you played SOS Band. The crazy part is, of course, Prince. You know, of course, Prince created the time. And, you know, of course, the time had Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis on there. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis got fired by Prince for producing the SOS band, which is, you know, kind of, it's kind of like that 6 degrees of separation thing, but not exactly 6 degrees. But there is that similarities as far as the connection between Prince and the SOS band. So, you know, just wanted to add that.
And really a sad situation there, and Prince had his reasonings for why he felt that it was warranted
is it really sad when you really think about it on in a holistic level? Do you think is it really sad? Because look, Jimmy Jam, I think, honestly, if you ask them now, and I'm not trying to put words in their mouth, but I'm thinking if you ask them right now, Prince firing them was probably the best thing that happened to them, considering what they've become and what they've done afterwards. So, I mean, you know, hey, it is. I mean, it's just something to think about.
Yes. And I just think that, you know, there was a lot of tension going on anyway time, and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis had left there and came to California. They were with us, and so they were working with us. And then Leon got this gig to work with Jimmy Jam and Terry. I mean, to work with the SOS band and. As opposed to giving it to any of us to do it, because we were all busy, he, you know, jamming him and hit him up to work with us. So that was one of the gigs that he gave them, and that actually launched their career. So them getting fired, really, they were walking away anyway. So the firing really didn't do anything. That was more of an ego thing. The firing was, you know, not necessary, because they were gone after that. It was on. They actually didn't even sign a contract with Leon. They was just like, well, we don't really need to sign a contract. Yeah, we don't need to sign a contract with anybody. We're just going to do this, our
just
way.
Just freelance it. So, kind of freelance it. But again, you know, on the person, a person on the outside looking in as myself, I just felt that, to me, it was just something that, I mean, you're telling me, I mean, they were going to do it anyway, but the fact that we had that whole narrative that Prince fired them because they missed the show. They were snowed in. I think the story was they were snowed in Atlanta for working with the SOS band, and Prince had to cover for them and I think play the bass parts, and I think Monty Moore doubled up on keyboards, and he was mad, and he ended up firing him, I guess, long story short. But, again, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was basically, kind of fostered that Minneapolis sound. I mean, you know, Yeah. When you talk about Prince, you talk about, you know, what he was able to do. But, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, it's like you wouldn't have that Control album. You wouldn't have the Rhythm Nation album, the Heartbreak album from New Edition. Just, I mean, even the Human League, you know, groups like the Human League and I think Madonna and, you know, were getting a piece of, you know, their work and whatnot, you know. So it was Nile Rodgers that, you know, that produced Madonna's first album was just like, hey, you might want to get with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis on some of your future endeavors as far as what you want to do with your music, because they're kicking butt right now, you know. So, I mean,
yeah,
and they're icons, man. I mean, they're icons. Oh, we got about 56 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and so, you want to keep this going, or you want me to do this? Because I mean, you had a hell of a block last block.
I'm always ready to play. I'm just sitting here looking at some of these songs, and so you say the word, and I'll push the button.
Well, you know, we talked about. I want to start it off, and then you can play the rest, because we had talked about the horns. We had talked about the power of how horns can, like, just, you know, kind of just hit you in all different directions when it comes to, you know, we talked about Adventures in the Land of Music, and we talked about Benjamin Wright and his body of work. And you said Earth, Wind, and Fire was one of the groups he worked with. So it's only fair that I started off this block. I want to take you back, 1983, one of my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire classics. This is Fall in Love with Me. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night at Solar Records Radio.
Home cooked
the green.
Oh man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked,
I want to sing it.
So many things.
But I got to go get my friend. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I promise.
Having a good time there, and that right there is something a little special. That's something that started from Don's. That's something that should be in Don's stash, but I put it in my stash. And that is Jill Scott singing with the Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers was featuring Jill Scott, my home girl. She actually lived right down the block from my dad's auto store. On 23rd and Lehigh, and my dad's store was on 24th and Lehigh, and so Much love, Jill Scott. God bless you, sweetheart. And thank you for hanging out with Old School. Oh, man, Old School is something else. And so before that, what was that?
No, I was just enjoying the music and what you were saying. I love Jilly from Philly. But go ahead, do your recap.
Jilly. Okay, and then before that, it was I Will Always Love My Mama, because she is my everything. You know, moms are just amazing, and I just really was blessed to have a mom who really loved me. And so when I play, when I think about, you know, that song, it's like, you know what, Mom, thank you for, you know, not throwing me in the trash can or, you know, putting me up for adoption, even though things were hard for you. You held on and you fought for me, and, you know, and I appreciate that. And in some cases, it's good for parents to put you, you know, someplace where somebody can take care of you if they can't. And so I'm just, you know, but sometimes people can take care and they won't. And that's a problem. So that song really has a lot of meat and means a lot to me. I know you just lost your mom not that long ago, so I know it's a sensitive subject for you.
But I love that song. She loved that song. She loved that song by the Intruders. Classic Philly soul right there. And I love the conversation they have, you know, about stealing hubcaps at the end and, you know, just a wholesome song, man. I mean, just, it captures Philadelphia. And at the same time, it just captures our childhood. And, you know, those of us who, you know, we had our moments of being mannish and bad or whatever, you know, and how, you know, having that mama would kind of just center you, you know, take you right back to the center.
I haven't heard that word in a long time. Mannish. What? I can't believe you said that. I remember my mom used to say, boy, don't you be mannish. And for some reason, I knew what that meant.
See there?
Just by the way she said it. Don't you be mannish. And I'm like, okay, whatever that is, I won't be it. When you said it, boy, it took me right back to my mom and my aunties. So anyway, and then you started the block off. What you start off with?
Oh, man, I done forgot what I played. Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Fall in Love with Me from I got my apple juice. I went down to get my apple juice. I'm a poster.
Everybody knows. We all know you like to eat. We all know. But who doesn't, right? I love to eat too. I'm getting ready to eat, as a matter of fact. So ha ha ha. Guess what I'm about to have?
What are you about to have?
Sloppy Joe and French fries. Sloppy Joe. Remember Sloppy Joe? I haven't had a Sloppy Joe.
I'm jealous.
I know. I haven't had that in so long. I said, you make a Sloppy Joe? Okay, cool. That's good. Because she was supposed to be making, what do you call that other thing with the ground beef and it's round and it's fat and it sits there? Meatloaf. She was making a meatloaf. And then... then all of a sudden, she's making Sloppy Joe. I guess she decided, I'll just make Sloppy Joe.
Check this out. Check what I'm going to have tomorrow. Yeah. Check out what I'm going to have tomorrow.
What?
Well, we went to, first of all, the wife and I, we went to Costco. And, you know, we stocked up on, you know, kind of, well, we went to Kroger and got groceries. And we went to Costco and got, you know, some bulk stuff. But they have, in the meat section, they have those lamb meat strips. So you make gyros, those gyros. And I went and got some pita bread, got some lettuce and red onions and cucumbers. So so my wife is gonna make that tzatziki sauce or whatever. So we're gonna have some homemade gyros tomorrow. So I can't wait. So I cannot wait. Yeah, come on up.
That's good.
Come on up. We talk about food. We should have a food show.
Yes, we should. And what's that place that sells euros? What's the fast food restaurant that sells it?
Oh God!
Is it Wendy's? Not Wendy's.
Oh
man.
Was it anyway,
No, it's the fast food restaurant. What's this fast food restaurant that sells euros?
Well, you know, Arby's sell them. I will say Arby's sells them.
That's it. Arby's. That's what I'm talking about.
Arby's.
That's it.
They're not bad either. They're not bad.
Yeah.
They're not bad. But guys, let's go ahead. We got 32 minutes left of the show. We got 32 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to contribute and donate to the show and support the show, you can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPotts.com to get some cool merchandise, and you can support the show by that. And also, we do have a Cash App. Thank you so much for those who contributed to the Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. Keep us to do what we do. I want to make every show better than the last one, especially my shows. But every time Wardell on it, he makes it just the better. He makes it just as better with his block, and I try to match it on the next show. But knowing that he's going to be on the show with his block, he's going to make it better. So we're just going to. It's just that continuous.
Oh.
It's that continuous cycle, man.
I know, but I have a question for you. And can we do a four song block at Love School Ballad competition? Every other one. You get one, I get one,
Name the time and the place.
I'm talking about now. Do we have enough time to do it today?
We do. But I want to go. We can probably do it in the next block because I want to start this block because I had promised some songs that's on the the beginning of the show that I didn't. So I'm going to play a couple of those songs, but I want to take you guys back to 1978 to one of my favorites from the Maestro. Yeah, you guys hear it in the background. This is music from
Maestro.
Barry White. You call him the Maestro, yes. September, when I first met you. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday night on Swimming Water El Pacho Jr. Music from Jhené, Crush. Before that, I had to hook up a little Anita Baker, Will You Be Mine, of course, from the Songstress album from 1983. What a beautiful song. Shout out to Nathan East. He played bass on that that song right there. One of my favorites from Anita Baker. And for all you hip-hop heads out there, of course, I think Compton's Most Wanted, especially you West Coast hip-hop heads out there. I think they used that as a sample on one of their songs, Late Night Hype or something like that. But yeah, you can look it up. Of course, started off the block with a classic. I was a big fan started off the block with the maestro, Barry White, the late, great Barry White, man. We got about 14 minutes left of the show. Again, we're about to wrap it up. I think we might do a little mini slow jam block for you. I think we got a little time, Wardell. What you think?
I guess we'll see. Or we can just do it the next time. You know,
sure?
Because I'm not sure if we, let me see, we got how much? Yeah, no, we don't have enough time.
Three songs.
Three songs and five. Yeah. It's all good.
I know, man.
Next time. I look forward to that.
But hey, tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow because Wardell's gonna be on the road, or he's gonna be up in the air. I'm gonna host the show tomorrow. Of course, we're gonna kick off the weekend celebrating the legacy of Solar. Of course, I'll be at the helm for the next 2 hours, 3 to 5 p.m. playing all things Solar. You never know who's gonna call in and hang out with me from this beautiful label, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, man. And of course, they're going to miss your story. They're going to miss the storytelling because I don't have that intel. But I'm going to do my best.
Your best is good enough. And it's always been good enough. Every single time you've done it, it was so good. So I look forward to it, actually, because my stories are my stories. But you're on a different side of the table. And you get to tell your story from the other side of the table. So we look forward to that.
I like that. Thank you for saying that, man.
My brother.
Guys, man, I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in and listening to the show and showing your support. Of course, tell a friend if you're on Facebook to like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell a friend's friend. You know how it goes. And also, hey, wouldn't hurt to like the actual Solar Records page. This Sounds of Los Angeles Records Facebook page also, man. It's you never know who's on. You get a chance to rub elbows with someone from Climax, someone from Lakeside, someone from Dynasty, Shalimar, doesn't matter. I mean, it's a public forum, and again, you get the chance to engage with all of those cats you grew up listening to, man. And the ones that I talk to, and you know, I built a rapport with, and you know, it's kind of like that childhood dream. Like, I wonder, you know that whole conventional wisdom of like, you never want to meet your heroes, you know, because you know they might pick you off. Or you never want to meet your. I'm not really a proponent of that. You know, sometimes you know that might happen in some cases, but all of the people I've gotten a chance to meet and talk to, and you know, I got their phone numbers and things like that, and you know, they call me to check on me. I call them and check on them. Just you know. It's pleasant. There's pleasantry there, you know. And for real, it's just a great feeling to have, you know, these people, you know, that you grew up listening to and you grew up admiring, and just actually just listen to you and engage in these conversations. You know, if you're having a bad day or they're having a bad day, it's like, whoa, so and so is having a bad day and calling me about it. So, no, seriously, I'm just happy to just kind of, you know, just be in that aura and be considered a friend to a lot of, and I've built a lot of great relationships with a lot of these artists, man, and again, I'm eternally grateful.
Amen, brother. Amen. And Hey, God bless all of you guys, and thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. As a matter of fact, the best part of Solar Records Radio, we appreciate you guys tuning in. And earlier today, I just want to say thanks to Sydney Justin from The Miracles, called in and blessed the show. Appreciate you, Sydney. Much love. I'll see you tomorrow and the rest of the gang tomorrow when I get there. You know, guys, we just want to be mindful that every moment is a gift. And we are blessed to be able to hang out together, Don and I. We are blessed to be friends, be able to say, hey, man, how you doing? You okay? And check in on each other. So, you know, guys, you know, let's just enjoy this life, because if you look at the world the way that it is, just through the window of politics, it is so ugly and so scary that we have to be the better part of what's actually happening in the world, and not let that dirtiness be what's controlling the world, but just be good people and love one each other, be a blessing to one another, say hello to that neighbor that you maybe didn't care about so much. You know, just be kind to one another and be a blessing, and let God use you as we use him all the time. Let him use you back and be a blessing. Thank you so much for this show, Don Fling. Appreciate you, my brother. And to your wife, tell her I said hello and many blessings to her. And you guys enjoy your weekend together, and we'll get together. I'll your show on Monday. Maybe we could do our do the Love Zone thing on Monday. Yeah,
that'll work. Or check this out. We might do it on Solar Wants to Dance that last hour. Or at least maybe the last 30 minutes. It's a
well. I'm gonna be at rehearsal. If I'm not at rehearsal, let's see. I don't know what time rehearsal is gonna be on Saturday, so we'll see. And I'm gonna be an hour behind you.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. So I'll be an hour behind you. So we'll play it back here. I'll just keep texting you and talking to you.
Going on the road with the Miracles, man. And you're going to be playing with the Miracles. That's amazing.
Well, we're getting ready to do the Miracles and the Jacksons together. So go figure.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
Take pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Huh. All right, brother.
Well, hey, I guess that's going to wrap it up for us. Go ahead. Finish your thoughts, man. I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to figure out what was going to be played next.
You can get the last song. We got room for you to play the last song. I'm going to go ahead and start this off. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say my goodbyes. Make sure you tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have an archive show of our brother, our dearly departed brother, of course, Goldie Mac. Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. We lost a brother. Of course, rest in peace to that brother. We lost him last year to COVID, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, his music and his legacy and his love for music will live on. And, again, tune in tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and check out an archive show from our dear brother, Goldie Mac. But until then, it goes, I'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 5, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, playing all things Solar from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in. I will be at the helm because, again, Wardell's going to be out there with the Miracles doing his thing. He'll be on the plane to Phoenix, so definitely going to hold it down for him. So, but again, for Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., and we'll go ahead and close off with a classic. I'm going to close off with a slow jam. I got a slow jam for you. See if you guys remember this from the summer of 91. This is a classic, of course. You know, she sang background for everybody and their mama, including Luther Vandross. She had a great album in 1991 called So Intense. Of course, this is Lisa Fisher, How Can I Ease the Pain? See you guys tomorrow. Wardell, see you tomorrow, bro. You be safe, man.
All right. Thank you. God bless everyone.